5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Bill, I love lawn bowls.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Shot bowl, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
And Bill, once you've got the shot bowl established, sometimes you've got to go for a drive. Sometimes the drive comes out, Bill, and she goes steamrolling through the middle.
I'm telling you,
lawn bowls is superb.
Yes.
Liam Baker joins us shortly.
Oh, nice.
And it's re-signed.
Exactly.
Beautiful work by him, by the way. A bit of topic for Brayshaw, I like that. Hosey's got some feedback strong about you. So that's coming up later on as well. And then Alex Pearce, top five, a very good player and a very good man. He joins us as well ahead of Friday night's game at Optus Stadium between Melbourne and the Dockers. Hello to you, old Sydney Brownless.
G'day, Jimmy boy. I'm up here in Sydney, R&B Fridays. Don't worry about that. That's tomorrow. But Alex Pearce, I don't reckon I've ever spoken to him.
I don't think I have either, but I love the way he plays.
All happening up here. Guess what? It stopped raining, Jim.
Finally.
It stopped raining. It's actually nice, 18 degrees
up
here.
Where have they got you positioned up there?
Well, I'm just down the road here from the World Centre, as they call it, where Triple M is.
And, nice hotel.
Nice, Jimmy boy.
Oh, hello.
I had to meet a few people from Sydney.
Right.
Caught up with Max Markson this morning, my old mate Maxie.
Imagine the deals Max Markson's putting together for Fat.
Oh, this is a good one. It's a charity one for Legacy, which is actually very, very good, Jim, coming up.
That'd be it. Yeah.
But me and Maxie, are we tight nowadays?
Maxie and I.
But lovely to see you, Jimmy boy, and g'day, Rapsy.
What did you say?
What did you call him?
Well, I was just commenting on whenever you and Clint are here on the desk, all I see are big white chompers because you guys are having so much fun. You guys are just smiling the whole time. I mean, no one has more fun than you guys.
Yeah. All right. Good to see you, Rock.
Am I out of here?
The Rock.
You kicking me out, chompers?
Rock, you're...
If you smell
yeah,
like...
I am. Yeah, yeah.
Bill, nothing gives me more pleasure than having got Chompers started, Gary and myself on that EJ Whitten night.
Yes,
and since then, he has universally been called Chompers ever since, and he's cut up rough about it. And now even the great Jim Courier has branded him Chompers.
Chompers. And he doesn't like
it. Yeah, he tries to act as if he likes it, but he doesn't like it, the Chompers.
Spot on.
He's had a fresh dusting too. Over there. Headed over there for Wimbledon.
Yes.
I reckon he just had a little freshening fat.
Yes, prime time.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, love it. And, Rabsy, I'll tell you what, I've got a nice chicken pesto mayonnaise wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, Jimmy, a couple of big, big signings in the world of football.
Yes.
Angus Brayshaw.
What about him?
A 6-year deal, Jim. Obviously, that is a huge deal, but we had him on yesterday. Tell the people what happened.
Pre-recorded yesterday for Friday because obviously they can't speak to us on the game day when they're playing Friday night football.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this far-reaching interview, covered a myriad of topics, including old topics, old Sydney Brownless puts to him, where's your deal at?
That's right.
Are you coming down to Geelong?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about your future.
Yes,
he rambles on for about 4 minutes. Didn't tell us that he was about to put pen to paper with Melbourne for 6 years, and now the interview's buggered.
Oh, mate, my biggest decision of my life. I've got to do my due diligence and all that crap. Fair dickum, Gussie. Mate, it was two of the best segments you'll ever see or hear, and nothing.
Well, we are putting it online, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
When is that happening?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's going up on the listener app.
Put it up on the listener app tomorrow. We'll also play a bit tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll sneak a bit out of there and play it on tomorrow's show where he spoke about, his beautiful partner, Danielle Frawley.
That's it, Jim.
And her father, Danny Frawley, finding out that Gussie was sniffing around.
The first time.
Oh, yeah. They weren't happy. Anyway, we'll get to that tomorrow. That'll come tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, there's a big signing. Another one?
Yeah, well, they've got Kristen Petracca tied up to long-termer and Clayton Oliver and Max Gawn and now Gussie. They're tying them up there.
Yep.
And at the Tigers, Liam Snake Baker, if you don't mind, has inked a two-year deal there at Tigerland,
that's
Jim.
That's big because they thought he was going back home.
That was exactly what, and he's coming up very shortly. Yes. We can ask him all about that, but only 2 years, but the fans will love that. The Tiger fans love him.
Yep.
Ben Cunnington, Jim, has been put back a week. He was going to play in the VFL this week. Guess why?
Why?
COVID.
Yeah,
can you believe?
You actually can't believe that. All the footy he's missed, and now he's ready to come back, and he's that's unbelievable.
Mate, jeez, he's ready to go.
They need him as much as any player is needed by any club, North
That's
Melbourne.
Right.
The difference he makes to the way the Kangaroos play is extraordinary.
He was going to play in the VFL. As he played, wouldn't have played a lot of games in the VFL.
Not many.
Hasn't played since July last year.
Ooh. He's a beauty, Cunners. Yeah, he'll be back, and we love him. So let's make sure he's all good and then back in wearing the famous number 10.
Damien Hardwick, Jim, has been a naughty, naughty boy. He overstepped the mark in a VFL game. Well, playing Williamstown, and he caught a couple of plays there. At quarter time, he blew up a little bit there.
He
said, "I'm sorry. I understand. In my position, I've got to be better than that. What I will ask is that everyone, I am human."
Mm.
Which is fair enough, I would have thought. So it's all done and dusted. Now we move on.
Yeah, but he didn't get sanctioned by the AFL.
Not yet.
But he did get a clip from his mum.
Pam.
Pammy.
Pammy's not happy,
Jim. Well, and when your mum rings.
Yes.
Oh, I still, every now and then, Joni rings me and she goes, "Oh, no, I wasn't happy with that."
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Well, you just have to stop and just assess when mum gives you short back and sides.
Well, mum knows, Jim.
And
mum
Dimmer, knows. Pam rings and says, "I'm not happy with that." Dimmer's given it the all right, mum.
All right, okay, mum. It's funny how
I love that, by the way.
What'd he say? It's funny how you're still scared of your mother at the age of 49.
Oh, no. You are. When they ring, you're like, "Well, what have I done?"
What about mum used to say, I used to have a shocker. She'd go, "No, I thought you were good, Bill. You played well today." Mum, she reckons I never played a bad game.
Well, my mum was similar. She'd give it the, "Bloody umpires." I'm like, "Mum, I was bowled."
clean.
The sticks were all on the deck. Not sure we can blame the umps.
Oh, Jim. What about the LIV Golf and Greggy Norman? Wowee. They're going to have an international series, which would play for $405 million in prize money.
Yep.
This is a series, Jim. And $25 million set aside for LIV Golf events. So they'd be playing for a $5 million purse, Jim.
Talking about bringing a tournament to Australia, maybe Sydney. I would prefer it come to Melbourne. I'd love to go and watch the best in the world go about it. Bubba Watson's now joined. Henrik Stenson, who was going to be captain of the European team. He's been sacked from that and he's gone across. So the fields get stronger and stronger.
Cam Smith, not yet.
He'll play out the rest of the PGA Tour season. And then I think you'll have to have a look at it, Bill. The numbers are extraordinary. All right, we're getting wound up here.
Oh, right.
All right, because we've got Liam Baker coming up shortly from the Richmond Football
Fresh off a two-year deal as well. Joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that gone for
They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them.
Fresh off signing a brand new two-year deal to stay a Tiger, Liam Baker joins us.
Our next guest is one of the toughest players in the comp.
The elbow to the head, and there is blood everywhere, but a goal resulted. He'll love that.
Tough as nails, Baker.
And he doesn't mind a snag to go with that sauce.
Baker brilliantly done to the goal square. Kicks one of the goals of the night.
Please welcome Liam Baker.
And, Bill, it's a big signing for the Tigers. Lots of interest back in Perth. Everyone thought he was going to go home, Liam Baker, and West Coast Eagles all over him like a rash, but he's re-signed. Liam, congratulations on that deal.
Thanks, boys. Very excited to sign on, and, thanks for having me on.
The West Australian boys do like to go home, Bakes, especially playing with a few. They all went back home, so it would have been hard because you'd like to go back and work on the farm or do a bit there, but you stayed on.
Yeah, mate, obviously, it's not just myself this year. There's always commentary around the WA boys heading back home. But, all my family and friends are there and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, I love the Tigers. I love the club. And, I'm wrapped to be signing on. And, got there eventually, but it was always probably going to be the answer.
That's good. From Pingaring, Bill, in the Wheat Belt near Lake Grace, of course, Nate Fyfe. And
That's
a very interesting part of the world, Bakes. Geez, there's some profitable farmland down there.
Yeah, it's not too bad out that way, mate. There's not too much else going on out there, so it's just farming. But I love it out there. I love going back home, so can't wait to get back there in the off season. But yeah, that's home for me, mate.
It is for my cousin too. Benny Sutherland owns a farm in Newdigate. We were just chatting about it off air. That's not too far away from Pingaring.
Yeah, so what do you grow there, mate?
Footy.
Yes. You used to play against them in the footy. What do you grow there? Like, obviously you're growing wheat, but any barley or canola? And when I was up in Drilldry on the farm, we used to grow rice. We had plenty of water, Bakes.
Yeah, I don't think there's much water out there for the rice. I don't know too much about rice, but
I do.
Wheat and barley and a bit of hay and oats for the sheep that we got there. So it's pretty stock standard. No canola from us, but there's plenty of it around.
Very weird ass couple of weeks you've had at the Tigers. You've been in great positions to win games and then found a way not to win them.
It's been a bit frustrating with the result, but we're playing some decent footy for majority of the game. We just got to be better at closing out games. That hopefully, we're going to have to do it this weekend because it's getting tight in the top eight, and we need to make finals.
Two players you need in there: Tommy Lynch, how far away, and Dusty, how far?
From what I know, I think Lynchy's a good chance this weekend. Ooh, whether he's been confirmed or not, I don't know. But I'm not too sure about Dustin. I think he's a few more weeks away after having a setback last week. But I don't know too much about selection, mate. I'll find out after you guys do.
Oh, sure, Bakes. Oh, snake Baker, Jim.
Well, I don't know. I love it. Where on the ground is your favourite place to line up, Bakes? Because they've thrown you around a bit.
I like playing the forward line, you know, nice high half forward, get up and running and stuff. But honestly, mate, it's probably the answer you don't want to hear, but wherever Dimmer wants me, mate. Yeah. It's a shocking answer. I shouldn't say that. I like playing forward.
I like that. I like that. We like the honesty. Hey, Shane Edwards, what a star of the game, let alone Richmond, that man's been. Big milestone coming up for him, 300th. What a champ.
Oh, yeah, he's an absolute star. I've admired him from the moment I walked in the door, 300 games. I think there's, four or five Richmond players that have done it. He's just a wise head, been around forever. Everyone loves him at the club. It's going to be a good weekend for him, and we're excited. Hopefully we can get the chockies for him.
That would be nice. Big game, isn't it, against the Brisbane Lions. Richmond 10th, take on the Lions 3rd. Richmond are favourites, Jim. It's at the MCG. Just got to start winning again, don't you, Bakes?
Yeah, we do. We've been playing, like I said, been playing some good footy, but it doesn't matter too much really if you're not getting the 4 points. So obviously that's the goal for the weekend, to play four quarters this time, which we haven't quite been doing. But yeah, they're a tough and good team that are flying at the moment, and they have been for the last few years. We've had some good battles with them, so I assume it's going to be the same.
Talking to Liam Baker from the Tigers, just signed a new 2-year deal. Do you know Dimmer's mum, Pam?
No, I'm not aware. I've never met Dimmer's mum.
Right. She's not happy with Dimmer because he swore at the VFL game, so she got into him. I'm just wondering, she's been down to the club rooms or something.
I think that must have been behind closed doors when she gave him a bit of a whack. I don't know too much about the incident, really, but I think Dimmer's spoken about it during the week, so it's right none up. Of my...
I love it, mate. And you love your golf. I was watching the other week on Gowie Show. You had yourself and, you were trying to play. Was it you that was trying to play and Brody came along and tried to bug you up?
Yeah, Brody was hiding in the bushes.
That's right.
With a horn or something.
Yeah, he had the horn, mate, as I was in the backswing. It was a shame. It probably would have went in the hole if it wasn't for that.
I know. It looked like it was going to. You remember at Q? You love playing out there?
Yeah. We're a few of us remember at Q. Love it down there. We're always playing in the day off, but not really at the moment, mate. It hasn't stopped raining for about 2 months, so it's been hard.
Yeah, it gets a bit boggy. Well, not boggy, but gets a bit slippery underfoot this time of year, wouldn't it, Q?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better though than it used to be, so it holds up all right now. It's good.
And Kane Lambert, we can't finish without asking about him. Yeah. Speaking of great Richmond players, what a ripper he was.
Yeah, he's an absolute star. Like on the field, obviously, but off the field, he's still been around this week, and he will be for the rest of the year, which is good. Good for the club, but his career, where he come from, it's amazing amazing achievement. What he achieved, really. It's funny, him and Shane are the two blokes that I looked up to when I first come to the club, wanting to be like them. So it's quite funny. It's two big weeks for them as well.
Mm. Hey, good on you, Snake. Is that your nickname?
No, it's definitely not.
Do you know where Snake comes from, Bakes?
Oh, I don't know. Is it to do with Ben, you know, a snake, or is it just because it rhymes?
It's a famous big power forward for North Melbourne in the late 70s. He used to take Mark of the Year every week.
Exactly.
And he was known as Snake Baker, and that's it. Nearly everyone who's got the surname Bakes since has been called Snake. So I'm not surprised, given you were probably born in the 2000s, that you've never heard of him.
No, I haven't. I've heard Snake Baker a lot, but I had no idea where it comes from. Well, definitely not jumping on anyone's back week in, week out, so you can't be calling me that.
Get onto YouTube and have a look at the great man. He was a star back in the late 70s. As are you. Congratulations with the new deal. Good luck with the remainder of the season, hopefully deep into September with the Tigers.
Yeah, thanks for that, boys. Good to chat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise.
You actually have never been wrong. Talking fat about Kane Lambert with Liam Baker.
Yes.
I loved what he said when he retired. I've always been a big admirer of him, and everyone inside the tent at Richmond told us how important he was to what they did and how he covered for players streaming forward. And so a really selfless unit. Yep. But I'm quoting him here. I saw this on social media. When he retired, he said, "My purpose has never been to prove anyone wrong. My purpose has been to prove people right, the people that cared for me and gave me their support and effort." And I love this bit. "It's not what you win. It's who you win it with." And that is such a important sentence, because when you finish, Bill, that's actually all that matters, is the respect of the people you played against and the respect of the people you played with, I reckon. The rest actually doesn't matter.
And he did. He could have had a point to prove, because he got missed in drafts in the early days and no one picked him up and he had to work hard. So he could have easily said, "No, I'm going to stick it up you
him.
And you."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but he didn't. So good on him.
I love
it. And they're lovely words. And that just shows a quality bloke he is.
Yep. And we'll be missed around that place.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
All right, so Bill. Yep. I wander into Coles every now and then. Lisa mainly looks after things, but every now and then I wander in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, if stuff's on special, I buy it.
Why?
Like, I'm just a victim. So if I see stuff that's cheap, I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you an example. There's a special Oral-B 3D, it's called, toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. That's like in a purple packet. And I just like the taste of it, and it costs $9.
$9.
$9. But every now and then, Bill, it's on special for $4.50.
Oh.
And when it is, I buy five of them. Well, Bill, it's cash in my pocket.
How many? Yeah, but how many got at home?
Well, so this was the problem. I was in the shop the other day. Lee said to me, "Can you drop in and buy, you know, whatever the hell it was, can't remember, something for dinner." And I said, "Yeah, no worries." So as I'm in there, I always just take a little sneak peek down the medicine aisle, which has also got the shampoos and the deodorants
and
the toothpastes.
Yep.
And if I see me Oral-B purple pack on special, I buy them. So I came home, right, and I walk in, and obviously whatever it was I needed to buy Lisa, I handed that over, and she goes, "What else is in there?" I said, "Oh, nothing." She goes, "What else have you bought?" And I said, "I bought some of my Oral-B Lux, the purple pack."
Yeah.
She goes, "We've already got four of them."
There you go.
"So now we got nine."
Nine.
And I'm like, "Babe, it saves us money. It's like they're half price."
No, Jim, I actually must admit, I buy the deodorants because they're bloody dear.
They are.
So when they're at half price, you throw a couple in your little basket.
You've just got to, Bill.
And you know what
you're
else?
You're honour bound to do it.
The Gillette shavers, well, the blades.
Are. That's it.
Oh, the best a man can get. The the blades, Jim, if they're on sale, buy them, because they're bloody dear.
No, that's his.
Wow.
This is, so, hence.
Hence.
133353. What can't you resist buying when it's on special? Because, Bill, I'm telling you, once you get that little yellow sticker out the front.
Tim Tams at $2 are pretty.
There you go. Yep. 133354. What are you giving away, Rajay?
A double pass to see the Offspring John Cain Arena Wednesday, December 7th. I should say tickets are sold out. We've also got those magnificent CUB Rush Hour branded glasses to give away.
Oh, yeah.
and a slab of Carlton Draft, the official beer of the AFL. The only thing better than a slab of Carlton Draft is Carlton Draft off the tap.
All right. Yep. So what weird-ass thing can't you help buying when it's on special?
Mm.
Because, Bill,
yeah, well put. That's
there are weird things that people can't resist when they're on
weird
special.
Weird-ass thing oh, can't you what, help but some, buying?
Tell you what we've got is some celebrity queuing up here.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story neither of us know.
Yeah. Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
Triple M. We're talking about bulk purchasing.
No, well, you just can't resist buying stuff when it's on special. Like,
well, you know what it's called,
toothpaste.
Jim. What? You know what it's called? Impulse buying.
Hmm.
That's what they do, the supermarkets. They put it there and you cannot help yourself.
But if you know that it's normally, like my toothpaste, $9,
yeah,
and then you get it for $4.50, you're buying it. It's as simple as that, Bill. That's not impulse. Right. That's I've got to have it because it's cheap.
Okay.
But guess who's on the line?
Shani.
Shani Norder, netball superstar. Shans.
Shani.
Hey, g'day, team. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, look, just great. Thanks for keeping me company on the drive home, boys.
Yay. Now, what can't you resist buying when it's on special?
Oh, look, I know this is more an obsession for the ladies out there, but if I go down aisle two with the confectionery, those $1 chocolates, like, you can't go, and even if you do avoid that aisle, as soon as you get to the checkout, yep, and there's a Snickers, Twix, a Picnic. It's like, and it's no good now I'm retired, but yeah, can't pass the Chuckies, boys.
How's the bounce going with Chief? Is he grumpy?
Yep.
Oh, mate, Chief's always grumpy. that guy with a smile on his face, to be honest with you. So,
love it. Great hearing from you, Shans. That's quality.
The cherry ripe or the Turkish delight, or for a dollar. Wow, hey, let's talk to J-Bus there in Geelong. J-Bus, is that your real name?
Yeah, that's it.
Actually, J-Bus.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It really is.
I sometimes get J-Train, J-Plane, J-Bus, you know.
I love it, J-Bus. What can't you resist,
big please? Big North fan, though. I can't go past the 2-in-1 Head and Shoulders. Old Spice. When that stuff's half price, mate, I've got to go ask the ladies at the back if there's more out the stock room. I stock that right up.
Head
Bill,
and shoulders.
I love this. I don't know why, but I love this. That's quality. Stay there, J-Bus. Kenny's in Torquay. Kenny.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Kenny. What can't you resist?
Atkins bars.
Oh, yeah?
Well, like protein sort of bar.
What protein bar? They come in a box of five.
And what do they normally cost?
$13, and they'll be down to $7.
Oh, Bill. See, Bill, if that happens, you must purchase.
You must.
Know how many I bought?
How many?
36 boxes.
Oh!
You did not.
I did.
36 boxes.
Just bought every box in the shop.
Oh, I love that. So there, Melinda's in Ocean Grove. Geez, we're popular down there, Bill.
We are. They love it down there. How's Melinda today in the Grove?
Hello. Good, thank you. How are you?
Going well. What do you can't resist?
Bonds.
Bonds?
Yeah.
Bonds what? Undies and bras and things?
Yep. Socks, everything.
Oh, socks,
so
brother.
If you see any of that on special, you just have to buy it.
Yeah.
Actually, Coles often have Bond stuff on special.
They do.
Do they?
Yep, they do. We had one. We've moved building, but we had a Coles down underneath our last building, and they often had the Bond stuff on
special. Absolutely.
Yeah. They haven't got the big enough undies for me.
Stay there, Melinda.
I need the XXX.
Razors in Warrandyte, Fat.
Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how's that going?
Good. What do you buy that you can't resist?
Oh, mate, the shakes. Barbecue, pizza, chicken, it is what it is. They're all great.
What do they normally cost, Razor?
Oh, they're normally about $4.50 a box, but then you get two for four, and, mate, you just, after a couple of frosties, you get those barbecue shakes in your lap. Bloody brilliant, man, I tell you.
How many boxes do you buy? Geez, do you buy 36 boxes like Kenny?
Oh, mate, probably worse. The last time I got my ass kicked by the missus because I came home and there was four bags full of shakes.
I don't know why, Bill, this tickles my fancy so much. Joseph Sinclair. Joseph.
Yeah, my guilty pleasure is the retro party mix bags from Coles at the servo. They deliberately put it there right near the cashier, and they go, anything else, you just look to your left and you go, yeah, just one or two bags, that'll do.
We get them in here every now and then. Brings them in, and fat Joseph cannot help himself.
Oh, they've got to be Allen's, don't they, Joe?
Yes, they must be. Has to be.
And you get the teeth, the pineapples, and the ripe raspberries. They're all in there, aren't they?
Oh, everything. You can't go the modern party mix. It has to be the retro.
Oh, geez, that's funny.
And guess what? I wonder if you do this, Joseph. Do you leave all the green ones? So we eat the packet, but there's 10 lollies left, and they're all green.
Either that or the milk bottles.
You're not a milk bottle fan?
Nah. It's got to have some sort of flavour. They're plain as day.
All right.
They're all plain as day.
Lisa can't stand the bananas. She thinks they're all powder.
Oh, yes. A bit chalky.
Michelle, West Meadows. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, g'day, guys. Thanks for keeping me company too on my way home from Geelong.
You are a star. What can't you resist if it's on special?
It's not even on special. Every time I go to the supermarket and stand in the queue, I can't go past the hand warmers that you can buy for $2. I'm an avid lawn bowler, so JB, I think that's one of your favourites.
Yes, it is.
And I think you should get down to Glenroy Bowls Club and come and give us some support. Might even be able to give you a game and see if I can kick your ass.
Oh, I'm sure you'd kick my ass. No doubt about that, Michelle. So the hand warmers enable you to get the bowls out.
Yeah, helps, especially when you play winter games. It gets a bit cold with your hands on cold, heavy balls.
Oh, that's funny.
Cold, heavy.
Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
What did she say?
Yeah, the balls get cold and heavy, of course. I have actually played in Lancashire Crown Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
Lord
even
Crown
harder.
Crown Bowls,
whatever
it is, yeah.
So the green is at its highest in the middle and then tapers all the way down to the side.
Yeah, they've got some weird sports over
so
there.
So you've got to work the bias against the hill.
Oh.
Bill, I'm telling you, it is an impossible game to play.
Can you get Michelle back on?
No.
Michelle's not there. And now, Bill, who wins, please? Of course, Sharns can't because she's a superstar.
A superstar. Well, I like who bought the 36 boxes of Atkins bars. Kenny from Torquay. He's got a win, doesn't he?
Yep.
Kenny, you've got two tickets to see The Offspring playing John Cain Arena Wednesday, December 7.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
I like that. And Razor from Warrandyte. His missus blew up because he brought home 4 bags of shapes.
Well, you can enjoy a slab of Carlton Draft, the official beer of the AFL, with those shapes and a special Rush Hour branded schooner glass headed your way,
mate. What about that, Razor?
Oh, cracker, mate. Thanks, boys.
Perfect.
And J-Bus has got to get something just because his name is J-Bus.
$100 grilled voucher headed to J-Bus in Geelong, by the way. You got to try their new saltbush and pepper onion rings. They are delicious, 100% natural, gluten-friendly, and vegan.
The Old Spice Head and Shoulders, J-Bus.
Two in one.
Oh, mate, they're good.
Alex Pierce from the Freo Footy Club, not too far away. Another one of your top 5 blokes you like the way they go about it, JB.
Love it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy. Japanesey!
Now, we just did a phone at JB where we asked our audience about buying things you just can't walk past.
Yep.
And Sharni Layton rang us
special.
Up. That's right. And she's a bit flat.
Why?
She wanted the Offspring tickets.
Come on, Sharn, you're too big a celebrity.
So she said next time she's going to ring up with an alter ego.
Well, my girl Sandy, who's down at Dramana Way, she says laundry liquid.
Oh, yes.
You must buy whatever's on special. Mm. And that's a good point, too. Everyone's got a different thing they can't walk past.
Mm-hmm.
Fat, anything that's got to do with food.
Food.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mowed the lawn.
You mowed.
Yep.
You know what that's called? Jim's mowing.
There we are.
Alex Pierce, not far away, but what about tomorrow's show? We have Andrew Brayshaw coming on, Friday Brag Artist, and Glenn Maxwell. And Friday Brag Artist has been going absolutely off tap the last few weeks. So we're doing something special this week. We're opening the phones early. So if you've got a Friday Brag Artist, you can get it in now.
Right.
133353.
Ring us now with your Brag Artist.
That's right.
Okay.
Crikey. INXS, how good do they still sound, by the way?
Amazing.
And, got to be how long ago now? 30 years nearly that song was released. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Yeah, old September's up in Sydney.
He is Sydney Brownless today. I've got the Daily Telegraph, the Sydney copy here, Jimmy Boy. So I just thought I'd do a little temperature check to see how AFL's going
Sydney. Not you're actually giving us the Sydney temperature.
Oh, no, but it should have it here. 4:55, that's the time.
Time.
Yeah, that'd be the time, yeah.
Anyway, it hasn't got it here. But anyway, here we go.
Right.
Back page. Do it for Bozo. That's Zach Fulton who's going to play for Manly tonight.
Yeah, so story on no real interest in that.
No basketball. And then we have a bit with the St. George Illawarra sacked their assistant coaches, Jim.
Right.
Then there's a bit about Manly and the Pride Jumper Manly. And things like that tonight. Yes. Then there's... Oh, horse racing. We've gone in 5 pages so far, Jim. There's horse racing, then cricket, Davey Warner.
Yes.
Actually, Candace is on the rush hour. I might go and ask her what's going on with Davey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Going for the money. And then Commonwealth Games, Jim. 2 pages there. So
what about the Swans who are on fire?
Mate, well, I've gone in 8 pages. No such thing as yet. And there it is. Derby is giant salvage mission. There it is. That's 7 or 8 pages in, Jim.
And it's a Sydney Derby.
Exactly. And I was on with Jude Bolton before, and I asked Jude Bolton, why have they changed the name of the game? But now it's called the Sydney Derby, of course.
What did it used to be called?
Battle of the Bridge. Oh. Used to be called Battle of the Bridge, Jim. Yes, now it's called the Sydney Derby. You know why?
Why?
They weren't sure which bridge they were talking about, because there's the Sydney Harbour Bridge or there's the Anzac Bridge.
Right.
That's what he told me.
Does it actually matter, though?
Well, yes, Jim. I think it does. It does to the people who know. So there's that, then a bit of tennis, a bit of horse racing, and then we go into tributes. Oh, poor old.
He's
still reading the Daily Telly.
Oh,
Thelma passed away. Thelma Pike. That's sad.
That'll do.
Yeah.
That'll pretty much do.
Yeah,
the Sydney paper.
This is a precursor to your event tonight.
Yeah, not really that interesting.
And then front page, no, not a lot there
not
either.
Not a lot there either, no. So probably stop with it.
Inflation. Grocery prices are rising in Sydney, Jim. Did you know that?
Feedback with Rosie after 5.
Cannot wait for that.
Hopefully she hasn't heard this last couple of minutes of radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both had boys.
Yes.
How is it that when they're little, their farts smell so bad?
We should get a doctor on.
I don't reckon. Of course you feel good. We're getting towards the end of the week and there is a big interview coming up with Alex Pearce, who very rarely speaks to anybody. Star likely to be, well, certainly in the mix of the All-Australian halfback or fullback line, and we are speaking to him in about 20 minutes.
And he's from Ulverston, Jim, over there near Devonport. And he's old man, I reckon, still the president of the Ulverston Footy Club, which is great.
Yes.
Hey, a couple of bits of news for you. Adam Saad has been awarded the Mark of the Week.
Yeah, that was a ripper.
Well, Toby Green's was good too. I like Toby's, but well done there to Saadi. And Josh Dacos, goal of the week, which was a ripper.
That was also superb. Yep. He is an underrated player, Josh Dacos, mainly because of his brother.
Brother, yeah.
Everyone focuses on Nick for good reason, because he's having an unbelievable first year. But Josh is just getting better and better, Fat. He's a terrific player.
Oh, yeah. Nick will nearly poll the most votes for Collingwood in the Brownlow, Jim. There
Maybe.
You go.
Yep. Righto.
Hey, the Commonwealth Games, I think start tomorrow, Rebsy?
I think tonight, about 4:30 in the morning or something like that.
Yep.
Well, Australia have announced their dual flag bearers for the Commonwealth Games. One is Eddie Ockenden, who is a 3-time hockey gold medalist. Good on you, Eddie. And Rachel Grinham, who is a 6-time squash representative. So they will be carrying the flag out, Jim. That's a good thing. Very nice. That.
Well, I'm looking here, 4:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Friday is the opening ceremony from Birmingham. And then from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. every night, you'll have Hamish and Abby, and then Drum. With Mel McLaughlin and Jason Richardson, our man, from 11 p.m. till 12:30.
And then our girl, what's her name?
Emma Friedman,
coming on at 3 o'clock. So
Abby Holmes will do some stuff too with Ryan Daniels. So the full coverage all the way down, and you'll see the Aussie gold rush.
And Kelsey Lee Barber, who just won the javelin, won a gold medal at the World Championships, Jim. She's got COVID, but... Her final is until Sunday, August 7th, so she might come good in time. Let's hope she does, but she's got COVID. Also, some sports making their debut in this year's Commonwealth Games, Jim. Women's cricket.
Yes. Our girls' world champions, of course. Jewel.
Exactly. Elisa Healy not happy because they can't go to the opening ceremony because of COVID.
Right.
Three-on-three basketball. That'll be interesting.
That is interesting.
How do they play that, Rab? Just one hoop?
I would say it's three-on-three basketball.
But just with one hoop?
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
So you're not full court, basically. You're half court
going for the same.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And para table tennis there, Jimmy Boy. So there's some new sports there in the Commonwealth Games. Australia's team has been split into five locations in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
That's all just because of COVID risks and things like that. So five locations. So I don't know if they've even got a big village. I think there's different villages also.
All right. Now, make sure you're watching Friday Night Football tomorrow night, Fat, because,
why?
Of course, massive game, Fremantle-Melbourne. But a big signing is going to be unveiled. The
what do you mean?
Network.
What?
Big new signing. I can't say too much, but you got to watch tomorrow night because it will all will become
in the
clear.
Commentary team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh. Big, special comments?
Big signing. Special comments. Enormous. Ooh.
Current?
So just be watching and
you'll be
hearing it all tomorrow night, Friday Night Football.
All right.
All right.
Angus.
So, no. Oh. He's got years to play. No, it's a big signing and a big coup for the Seven Network. So that'll be on tomorrow night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tom Brady, you'd know plenty about him, Bill.
Yes, I know his mum, Marsha, and his sister, Jan.
Can you believe it?
They're a good bunch.
Gone with the Brady bunch.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Hose, I'm a bit worried about you.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I know the Strokes came to town.
Yes.
I know there was a Gallagher in town.
Yes, there was a Gallagher in town.
And you didn't go to either.
I don't know. I've lost
our
my
rock
touch.
Chick.
Yeah. Anyways, first time I've been in this week, Bill, so there's a lot to cover.
Yeah. Where have you been? Where have you been?
Been busy out in the airlock doing other things.
Hmm.
So we asked, you couldn't say the word osteoporosis the other day, Bill.
Hard word.
Do you want to say it again now?
Osteoporosis.
Oh, well done.
He says it quick.
Vetted dude messages saying, my seven-year-old daughter listened to that and was concerned for poor old Billy, in her words. Even a seven-year-old is worried about your diction.
Yeah, good. That's nice.
Simon Labello, who's always been quite kind, I think, maybe too kind. Never change, Fat. I laugh every afternoon at your expense. It's great.
That's it.
Adrian Polisina says, Bin's jokes remind me of Sam's mailbox on the footy show. You just don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
But he's the weird one, not the people on the street.
And the mailbag got worse and worse as we went on, a bit like the jokes.
And same with the jokes.
Now, I'm not
dishes.
Oh,
my God.
Why are you saying that?
Yeah, why are you saying
that? Oh, that's
just
a precursor.
Ah, surely
precursor.
Not. Surely not again.
Tim Emmett said, and I'm not sure what this is about, but I liked it. That's brilliant. I think a little bit of wee came out. Must have been about one of the jokes, perhaps. Joshie Lawrence sent us a lengthy text saying, ha ha ha, how you lot make my day every day of every week. I love how JB, Bill react/work together, literally listen every day at work as a cabinet maker, and I'm in constant out loud laughter. Footy, sports, Saints nuff, and my laughter gets worse when I hear Rabsy laugh at Bill in the background. Hose just tops it off with a little straight and narrow here and there. Keep up the amazing work, legends. One very happy listener from Lonnie.
Lonnie.
We love our Lonnie and all Tasmanian listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's the chemistry.
You reckon that's what it is?
Well, me, you, Rabs, Hose. Just chemistry. Third draw.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's now starting
draw?
To quote the castle.
I don't know.
He's just bringing the castle out.
Oh, God, okay. We did stupid pet names the other day. Aaron Ryan had a cat called Rainbow Cake.
Rainbow cake.
Don't know why.
No.
Dave Tudor had a mate who had a dog that was called Yard because he only had 3 legs, 3 feet's a yard.
There we are.
Oh, clever.
Not bad. Not
clever.
Bad.
Aldrin. Pagoli, haven't
Pagoli,
heard him
yeah.
for a while.
Now
not
man.
Bad about, but Chief ignoring Jim today was the award-winning radio. So we had Chief on the other day. Better than the jokes all
Piss
week.
Off Pagoli.
No,
he thought he got
good.
The better of me, but he didn't.
He did.
He never
did
has.
Not take
never
any
got,
interest.
Not
it was
close.
Fantastic. Good radio. Well
Stop
done,
interrupting,
Chief.
Hose.
Henry M. Responded to the, what would you like to be buried with? He says, I'd like to be lowered into the grave with Billy's joke intro playing so I can be let down one last time.
Good one.
Yesterday you did What Have You Been Ripped Off? Michael sent a tweet, actually. Welcome to the tweet, Triple M Rush Hour. I get ripped off 3 minutes of my life every day listening to Billy's joke.
That's it.
Mate, I could see it coming. It was like that train.
There was Hose, a Cleveland, you know how I'm a mad Cleveland Browns fan I am. There was a Cleveland Browns supporter who very sadly had terminal illness, and he knew he was passing shortly. And he 100% happened, sent a missive to the head office of the Cleveland Browns asking when he dies, can they send the offensive line so that the six of them can let him down one last time? Because the Browns quarterback was the most sacked in the competition. That actually happened.
Good. And Jim, the only way is up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What are we doing? We've just hired a quarterback who's not going to play. And we're paying him $15 million. Keep going.
Yesterday's joke, there was pandemonium because, Bill, you jump behind the desk and you played your own ending to what the joke should be. Yep. So you gave it Rabs. Plastic.
Woolly Bully.
But he wanted plastic.
Yes.
It was a draw, according to a lot of people. Perhaps you should have played The Only Way Is Up. As a way to kind of, you know, go in the middle. But Galls
it was worth plastic.
Galls 12 is saying Binns wouldn't even get a game in the reserves with his current form.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
And he played a lot of reserves footy. So he knows how to be a bad player.
I played a few games.
Ezzy had you down there. Keep going,
Just to help the kids out.
Yesterday in the quiz, we had to try and explain nearest to the pin again.
Oh, I think
we all lost brain cells
in
the interim. Jason Menz sent us a tweet saying, oh, my God, Billy, you Teletubby. Even my 9-year-old was shaking her head at you and said, Daddy, Bill needs to go back to school.
Yes.
A lot of 9-year-olds listen to the radio.
7 and 9. Oh, we're in the car, so we've got to be mindful of that.
Yeah, we do. We're probably more than we are.
Well, you probably should have told us 10 years ago. Nearest the pin, as I see it.
We're not doing it again.
No, as I see it, is a round number, 180 or 185 or 190. Is that right?
I've stopped listening.
No, none of us. None of us can listen anymore.
What is the nearest pin?
It's your best guess.
I faded him down. So keep going.
Keep going, Hose.
Oh, on the joke yesterday, there was video of it as well, and I had to do this to you, James. But Singers 95 said Jim's dancing like a real cocksman.
Yeah, smack. No, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Instagram, if you like.
Yes, I like that.
I reckon that's it.
No, that's
fair.
That's a nice. Look at Bill. He's turned. He's in the screen in front of us, and he's just turned away.
Actually, Captain Cass has noticed something interesting. Every time it's a shithouse joke, he puts his hands on his head. So everybody watch out for that. So when he goes like this, or bad.
You know it's bad.
Thank you, Captain Cass.
If you need any visual cues.
It's much easier without Bill.
If your ears haven't told you already how bad it is, he can put his hands on his head. Look at him.
I'm just trying to work out the nearest the pin.
See you next week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a good topic, this
good, Thank you, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me.
We're joined by Fremantle's Alex Pearce.
The Dockers already stunned Melbourne once this year.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. And they have.
And this week, this man will be aiming to do it again.
And Alex Pearce coming up for his first from 45 metres outside angle. Oh, they've got seven straight, Browning.
Please welcome Alex Pearce.
Now one of the premier defenders in the competition, having a very, very good year. Alex Pearce, we haven't spoken to you, I'm not sure, before on the Rush Hour, so it is great to have your company.
Yeah, I don't think so, but no, it's great to be here. Is that a goal highlight as well, I heard? That you must have gone through the archive to find that one. That's great. I was hearing that.
How many goals have you kicked? Three, I think.
Sounds about right. None in a long time, so I'm overdue.
Do you ever say to Longers, if you get a, you know, if you're a long way up at three-quarter time, what about just swinging me forward?
Oh, I haven't come to it yet, but I often... The problem is, all of us down back, we always say we're swingmen. Brennan Cox reckons he can go forward because the Logue's doing it now. So we're all fighting for it. We say we're swingers, but yeah, look, we're fighting each other at the minute.
Hey, tell us about growing up in Devonport or Ulverston, isn't it?
Oh, Ulverston, yeah, careful. Yep, definitely not Devonport, Ulverston there.
Yes, out the road there a bit. A couple of nice pubs. There's one right in the middle of town. I did a bit of a night there one night, and we had a big night, Piercy, there.
The Lighthouse.
It had a bell tower or something. It had a bell tower or something?
Oh, yeah. It could have been Cerner's, actually, but there's a few good watering holes around that. Yeah. It would have served a nice cold Bogues draft on tap at that end of the state.
Yeah, cat's piss. But anyway, we had a couple that night. So then you finally got picked up. Where did you play footy for? Devonport, was it?
I played my last year with Devonport, because when I played, made the Mariners under-18s, I had to play for a state league team. But before that, I spent my whole footy career at Ulverston.
So it would have been
currently where my currently where my old man Steele is president. So a lot of ties to that.
Oh, how
good!
Jeez, that's good. Yeah. Would have been a very different thing to jump out of Ulverston and head to Freo.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a different crowd who I was rubbing shoulders with at Ulverston compared to rocking up and seeing Pav and Sanderlands, Fife and the like. But it still fitted in all right. Ballantyne was probably a bloke who acted a bit similar to those blokes down in the country footy. So I got on a lot with him.
Oh, and you had some rotten luck when you first started, didn't you? You actually broke your leg and then you re-broke it. I'm sorry to run this through
Thanks, Bill. I reckon Alex probably wants to hear all
then
this.
Then you broke your ankle. Like, wow, we what did you run over a black cat or what?
Yeah, look, it wasn't. It was a few years there where I was starting to question, if I've made the wrong decision here and it's just not going to work out. But here we are, and I've played most of this season, missed a couple, but going all right, and been part of a decent team, so it's all works out all right in the end.
Oh, it's going beautifully. How did you go through all the rehab? Because we all know that in footy clubs, when you're in the middle of a long rehab, you become invisible. No one gives a stuff. You're off doing your own stuff all the time. That must have been tough to do once, let alone repeatedly.
Yeah, it was. The first one was okay, full of energy and thinking, I'll get back. And then, each time, gets a little bit harder. That feeling of, being so far away from playing and by yourself a lot of the time, it gets really hard. I think that, fortunate for me, I had a few guys with me in those periods. Like one time I had Zach Clark, who's a great friend of mine, who I could train alongside. And, often it's, you often don't want players to be injured, but when you've got someone there or a couple there with you who you can sort of bounce off a bit, it makes things a little bit easier.
It is tough work. Hey, what are your thoughts on a drawn game after last week?
Yeah, it was a topic of a bit of discussion after the game. There was a few things thrown up. Someone brought up the old kickoff, and I was not a big fan of that. I don't mind it, to be honest. Leave the draw as it is. And then, obviously finals times we get the extra time. But, I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jim, you weren't, but I'm
no,
happy
well,
with
it. I must admit, Piercy, I do put my television hat on when I talk about extra time because it is the most pulsating 10 minutes of footy you'll ever see, and I just can think about people at home and in pubs thinking, geez, I can't take my eyes off this. Mm. This is just extraordinary. So that's the bit I think we miss out on. But anyway, it's only opinion.
And the other question asked was the countdown clocks. Would you like to know how long there is to go, like everyone else does?
Yeah, I think I would. I think you'd probably get to see the players sort of make better decisions or be able to play the game a little bit more, and it would favour the team with the best leadership and the strongest connection because, if we knew that, if you know there's 10 seconds left and there's no way we can score, then obviously we're flooding everyone back, and there's those type of things. We have a rough idea with a 30-second sign comes up and the minute sign, so we do have a fair idea, but I reckon, it would add to a little bit of theatre as well, actually knowing what it is.
We saw Jamie Elliott, Piercy, on the weekend from downtown flush, a set shot after the siren as good as there's ever been one. But you have playing for you a bloke called David Mundy, who's done it repeatedly.
Yeah, against the Tigers as well. I was thinking that it was just set up absolutely perfect for him, but he just didn't get his chance. But, we played Richmond at the G, I think, a few years back when he nailed one, and he obviously nailed another. It might have been Richmond again.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Yeah,
one of them was just before the siren, and the other one was obviously after the siren when Rossy Lyon just abandoned the box.
He did,
and didn't actually know what had happened, which I find hilarious. Now,
bloody hard to do, especially in finals, Alex.
Piercy. you would be blissfully unaware coming from Ulverston and then going to Perth about Bill kicking a goal after the siren. You would never heard of that.
He would have seen that.
Did Bill play footy?
Yeah. Perfect time to have a little break with Alex Pierce. We're going to be back with him next.
Pierce off, Alex.
I picked the top five, Bill.
You did.
So we're going to get to that next.
Good blokes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, Fat says, we finished talking before, and he says, I've got to drop the kids off at the pool, and just walked out. We haven't seen him since.
We're joined by Alex Pearce, a really good defender from the Fremantle Footy Club.
Really good defender.
Really good.
200 centimetres tall. Big bastard, no, Jim. But also a good bloke. This is the first time we've spoken to him,
yes.
And a lovely, down-to-earth sort of a bloke. But you picked him in your top five good blokes.
Now, Pearce, has this drifted over to Fremantle?
Oh, I did catch a little whisper, yeah.
All right, I'm going to run you down.
I'd like to hear a little bit more, but.
I'm going to run you down the criterion. This is the top five blokes we love criterion. The way they go about it. All right, never play for a free kick. Tick.
Yeah, that's him.
Keep your feet. Yeah. Tick.
Oh, he falls over.
Never
a bit,
take a backward step. Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Behave properly.
Mm-hmm.
And handle winning and losing with class.
And good looking.
And at the end, you'd want them playing for your team if they're in an opposition team.
And good looking.
Well, that probably not when I look at a couple of these names. Alex certainly is.
Have a look at him.
So, Piercy, you're joined by Callum Ward, Sam Draper, Jack Steele, and Ben Cunnington in that list.
Yeah, look, that's a good crew. It's an honour.
I'd like you to be more excited, Piercy, by being on
the couldn't give a start.
I'm a bit lost for words.
He couldn't give a start.
I'm going to give you another go at this. So, Piercy, you're joined by Ben Cunnington, Jack Steele, Sam Draper, and Callan Ward.
You beauty.
Hey, there he is. Hey, have a look at the hair on you.
Oh, yeah, that was better. Better than the Piercy. First one. Yeah, I like that, yeah.
The hair, what are you doing with that? You going to let it grow?
Oh, I think so. I don't think I can change it before final, so we'll just, we'll see. I've got the double bun rocking at the minute. Just, it was a bit too much. It was falling out of the one, so I didn't think you'd be a big fan of that, JV. So I thought that might be some votes against. But
I did. Yeah, there was a query on it. There's a query on it, but the rest of your qualities made up for it. Now, listen.
Good looking too, Jim.
You know,
you've mentioned that.
You've mentioned that now.
Have you got
times.
A... fiancé, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it may be?
No, single man.
Oh, Jim!
Feeling the prowl.
Single
down
man in Frio.
Crikey.
Oh, wowee.
Hey, Piercy, I have great friends who have not obviously got a relation playing for your club, but great friends who are huge Frio fans. They've jumped on the flag mantle train. They're booking their flights. They are so excited after all these years to be watching a Frio team that's finals bound and playing as well as you are. You must get a sense of that everywhere you go.
Yeah, I do. They're a passionate bunch of fans who all throughout have supported us so well. So this year to get that bit of a taste of success, and when we go on a bit of a roll, everyone's up and about, and you see the videos of the pubs and they're going crazy. And look, when they're walking around Frio and grabbing a coffee, there's a lot more people just coming up and talking about footy and saying how well we're going. So it's a nice feeling. It's probably one of the best things about playing at a footy club, when you can sort of impact people like that and make their weekend and often ruin it as well. So it's sometimes it's nice when we're winning a few and making people happy rather than what can happen.
Probably take your jumper off when you walk down the street to get a coffee. Oh, Piercy, just dragging them all in.
Bill's just obsessed. This is actually getting a bit weird.
Yeah. Well, I do. Look, and you're also at uni. What are you doing there?
I'm studying psychology and majoring in politics.
Oh, shit.
Piercy, do
I
you know...
I used to watch a bit of their footy show, Bill, and you actually inspired me.
Your
crossover into the political world, and I thought about it.
Let's just have a listen, Piercy.
Oh, no.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor-General?
What does that mean, that question, the independence of the Governor-General?
Auditor-General.
Auditor-General.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know too much about the Auditor-General, but they definitely need to be independent, Bill.
Right,
I can't be aligned with either party.
Righto, thanks, Jim.
How is little Andy Brayshaw going, by the way? Getting ahead of himself?
Brownlow medal favourite.
Been spoken about the Brownlow medal, Piercy?
Oh, look, we're keeping him under wraps. There's obviously plenty of talk out there, but he's going well. You can't keep him off a golf course at the moment, Andy, and I've been a bit disappointed. I've been a little bit sore and injured, so I've been able to get out there. So that's what I'm more worried about. He's starting to get ahead of himself on the golf course and that kind of thing. His old man hit a hole in one the other day, and he wouldn't stop talking about that. Riding on his old man's coattails. So.
Yeah, no. Well, his old man's
Mark.
Mark's a shit golfer. He did have a hole in one.
Did he?
But what about the ankles on him, Piercy? The sort of knee and then calf and ankles are all the same width.
Cankles.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can call them ankles. It's some sort of new physiological sort of specimen he is at the moment. The knee to the ankle to the foot, it's all just very symmetrical. It works.
You have got some exciting young mids, though. Caleb Sarong is a beauty. Brody, you brought over, and he's done a very nice job. So that part of the – and, of course, Big Das.
Yeah, but the big – the half-back flanker, what's his name?
Hayden Young.
He's going all right. Young.
Yeah, the back line is look, I'm obviously very biased, but Hayden Young's come in. We've got Heath Chapman, young kid as well, early draft pick. Brandon Walker, probably the fastest man in the league, just about zipping off half back. And then, obviously my boys, Brendan Cox and Luke Ryan. It's good fun to be a part of. A good bunch of boys as well. The good schooners.
We can't wait. Tomorrow night, it's going to be an absolute cracker. Both teams needing to win, obviously. Freo to stay in touch with the top four, stay in there. And Melbourne to avoid the slide.
Exactly.
They've been off. The Demons, no other way to say it. So,
Who will Piercy get?
Who will you get? Who do you think?
I'll probably go to Wiedemann, I think. If it's him and the resting rucks, I'll probably go to Big Weeds. But, we'll see how we go.
Arm across and bash into him.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens on Friday Night Football.
Scare
the big
him with your hair.
No promises.
Alex, it's been a great pleasure chatting to you. You've had a terrific time this year, and everyone who loves footy's just delighting in you being back out there and playing as well as you are. So enjoy Friday night. We can't wait for it.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been fun.
Good on you, Piercy.
Alex Pierce on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Old Travelling Brownless is always an interesting watch for me.
Yep.
He gets on a plane and he heads somewhere else and the standard of his work...
Poor.
It's poor.
No, it's not.
And so you're up in Sydney. You're about to get up on stage in front of 48 people.
No, 68.
Oh, 68.
Eight tables of eight, which is 66.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't reckon that's 68. I know you're the numbers man, but I'm not sure that's 68.
R&B Fridays. Mm-hmm.
It's actually 64.
Yeah, I don't reckon it's either of them. Now, Fat.
Yes.
So I know your mind's elsewhere. You're thinking, I'm about to get on stage with Tracy Grimshaw or who are you on with?
Jess Rowe.
Jess Rowe. Yeah. So you're thinking about that rather than what you're about to do.
But spot on.
Tomorrow, Andy Brayshaw joins us.
Oh,
Angus stuffed us.
He did.
So we did a pre-recorded interview with him. He just forgot to tell us he was about to sign a 6-year deal. So we couldn't use that interview. So his better brother actually jumped on and did it for us.
Helped us out.
Well, and he's the one in number one spot to win the Brownlow, so he's actually a better interview anyway. Mm. Glenn Maxwell joins us. Maxie.
Oh, Maxie. He loves his golf.
Just before he flew to England, of course, to play in the 100 over there. Brag artist, so very, very nice helping of the Rush Hour on a Friday. But we're finishing this one all the way from Sydney with a special joke from you.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Got in late last night to Sydney Gym and I saw Sean Connery on the TV box, okay?
Right. Yes, TV box.
I'm just getting into character as we speak.
Yes, good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes, Sean Connery.
I reckon the seventh time you've told that joke on.
Guess, wait for this. This is the eighth.
Right.
What time does Sean Connery go to Wimbledon to watch the game, Jim? What time?
What time does he go?
Ten-ish.
Oh no!
That's hideous.
That's terrible.
There's more. There's more.
There better be more.
He was sitting in his lounge room, poor old Sean, Jim, and a heap of books fell on top of him, all on his head.
Yes.
You know what he said?
What did he say?
I only have myself to blame.
Oh, that's better. That's better. I can see Least Dangerous Dave, man with a head like a bum, out the front here. He is appalled at the standard of those three Sean Connery jokes.
I only have my shelf.
Here he comes. Look,
Dangerous. Where is the bum?
Dangerous has just trash talked you through the door.
Well, he can get stuffed. Is he still around? I thought he got the arse.
He's the number one radio jock on the station.
And because you're in Sydney and because you pushed my buttons yesterday.
Yeah!
You only have myself to blame. Brett,
Woolly Bully.
Yeah, right.
Back. What? King's Cross. Honda Junction. Beans Brandless.
What?
Oh.